Jeff, obviously COVID-19 still impacting the area. Let's start off with some COVID numbers with the Silver School District. What do we know so far about what the Board of Education has said?
Well, with in-person classes more or less on track this school year, all schools across New Mexico are sort of dealing with surveillance testing, quarantining when staff or students are exposed or test positive for COVID. Silver Consolidated Schools apparently, though, is doing quite well with controlling the spread of COVID in their schools. Apparently, last week, for example, there were four new COVID cases among students and seven staff COVID cases year to date. So pretty low rate of infections, and surveillance testing is happening largely among staff right now who are not vaccinated. According to the superintendent, William Hawkins, 71% of staff at Silver Consolidated Schools are vaccinated. That's about 103 staffers who are currently participating in weekly surveillance testing. And again, the COVID infection rates are quite low at schools. So things are trucking along in the school district. Pretty good news.
All right. Now let's move on to Grant County numbers. How are things looking with COVID-19 numbers in Grant County? And how is the hospital doing? We heard an update from you a few weeks back about the hospital being a little concerned about COVID-19.
Yeah, statewide, COVID hospitalizations are going down. However, in Grant County, COVID infections have been on the rise for the last several weeks. There have been 108 new cases in Grant County so far this month. There were 102 new reported infections in August. And you compare that to the 2 months leading up to when the Delta variant began to account for nearly 100% of new infections in New Mexico. There were 33 infections reported in July here and 31 in June. So the spike, the surge, the Delta surge is not over in Grant County. But according to the hospital, Gila Regional Medical Center, they're doing okay. They're short-staffed there, so they've only got 13 staffed medical surgical beds available, and all six of their intensive care unit beds. But as far as COVID numbers, a spokesperson for the hospital told me that they had 5 COVID patients in the hospital in the 14 days from September 5th to September 18th, and none of them were critically ill. So that's good news. And, you know, meanwhile, they do have beds available. The ICU has had 3 to 5 patients in it over the past week. Medical surgical beds, there are beds available. So we're sort of right on the edge of being full, but Gila Regional Medical Center doing quite well right now during this surge.
Okay, we have about a minute left. Let's turn our focus to the Silver City Town Council addressing shipping containers. What's the latest on that ban?
At the end of August, Silver City Town Councilors passed an ordinance, apparently not really understanding what they were passing, that had the result of banning shipping containers in historic overlay districts, basically the center of Silver City, where there are, in fact, several businesses that do have shipping containers on their property. Now, the ordinance also ordered people with shipping containers in historic districts to remove them within 6 months. This caused an uproar among business owners, and they were heard by counselors who were not exactly apologetic, but you know, at their last meeting last week, they did say that they didn't realize that these property owners wouldn't be grandfathered in. So they are going to review this ordinance, possibly make some changes, and meanwhile, it will not be enforced.
I want to thank you for joining us this week for the Silver City Report. We look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks very much, Anthony.